It's a place where you can go and look to see if your animal's been found or if you find a cat or a dog.
Lost pets have one more way to find their way home in Haines. And Skagway again accounts for a bulk of the ore exports for the state. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more up next. Seafood, minerals, forest products, and energy exports from Alaska hit a record $4.2 billion last year, officials have announced. That sum is nearly 27% over the previous year's total. Copper ores mined in Canada and exported via the port of Skagway accounted for $39.2 million of the total $1.3 billion in Alaska's mine ore exports. That number jumped significantly due to rebounding zinc prices and the amount of zinc and lead ore that leaves Alaska every year. Alaska's ore exports have traditionally gone to international markets. China, Japan, Canada, Korea, and Spain imported more than $100 million of Alaska's ore in 2010. Overall, U.S. exports also jumped, but not as much as Alaska's, by 21%. Alaska is one of the country's top 10 exporting states, due partially to the amount of seafood that's sold from the state. $1.8 billion worth was exported in 2010, $1 billion of that to Japan and China. An Angoon resident must spend time in jail for importing alcohol into her hometown, designated as a dry community. 24-year-old Shanara Kukesh, originally charged with felony importation, pled guilty in Juneau Superior Court earlier this month to a misdemeanor. She was sentenced to 60 days in jail with 50 suspended. Jail time is to be served by 3 days in jail plus 56 hours of community work service on top of a separate 80 hours that must be completed by the end of the year. Kukesh was fined $10,000 with 5,000 suspended. She's prohibited from consuming alcohol or entering where it's sold during a 2-year probation. Her brother, 32-year-old Albert M. Kukesh III, was sentenced to 90 days in jail, all suspended. He must also pay a $2,000 fine, complete 80 hours of community work service by early November, and serve 2 years probation. The Kukeshes were initially to stand trial last August, then rescheduled for last January as their defense attorneys challenged the validity of Alaska's local option law as it was applied in Angoon. The Kukesh's defense argued that Angoon citizens can be prosecuted for possession, but not importation. Prosecutors contend that the alcohol prohibition in Angoon included criminalization of importation when state law was revised in 1995. Shanara Kukesh was originally charged with felony importation, and Albert Kukesh charged with a misdemeanor according to the amount of liquor they purchased in February of last year. A state trooper says he noticed liquor in a vehicle used by the Kukeshes on board the state ferry Leconte as it departed Juneau for Angoon. A search later turned up 12 bottles of whiskey, additional bottles of rum, schnapps, vodka, and 30 cans of beer. The Kukeshes are grandchildren of State Senator Albert Kukesh, who has advocated for limiting alcohol in villages. Separate updates in cyberspace could help local lost pets find their people and patients find their healthcare services. Southeast Regional Health Consortium, or SEARCH, has posted a new directory online that lists contact information of nearby SEARCH facilities, services, and local healthcare providers. The directory is at searchc.org under Consortium Directory. SEARCH plans to eventually add links to other sites that provide more health information. SEARCH is one of the country's largest tribal health care networks. They operate a hospital, 12 community clinics, and 3 substance abuse treatment programs. The Haines SEARCH Clinic includes a dental center and behavioral health care, along with other programs and services. The Clukwan SEARCH Clinic offers itinerant services and services like dental health care and tobacco cessation on site. SEARCH does not operate a clinic in Skagway, but contracts with the Dahl Memorial Medical Clinic to provide health care, including behavioral health services, to beneficiaries. To be placed on that patient list, call 866-966-8313. And for lost pets or worried pet owners, Haines Animal Rescue Kennel has turned to the internet to offer more help.
So when I got hired, I started looking at ways to try to get lost or found animals out to the community quickly. And the web is one of the best ways to do it.
Steve Vick is the new executive director of the nonprofit Haines Animal Shelter. He says the new site uses the community HainesAK.com as its source, so people can continue to post their pet stuff there.
And I just thought, why don't I just pull from their site? It's already there. They have a pet section already. And so I started posting any animal that we received on their pet section and would put lost or found this animal.
In the last month, at least 5 animals have found their way back home through HARC. You can find the new Lost, Found, or Wanted pet site if you go to harkalaska.org or search HARC Lost and Found in your web browser.
So now when you go to the harkalaska.org website, there's a Lost and Found link. You go to there and you can see pictures of any recently lost and found dog or cat right there on our page, and it's actually just a feed from the Haines AK site. So if someone were to post their lost animal on the Haines AK site, it would go there and it would show up on the HARC Alaska site.
So right now there's someone who wants a male rabbit not spayed for their doe, and there's a found cat, a long-haired Burmese-like cat at HARC.
Yep, the idea was it's a place where you can go and look to see if your animal has been found, or if you find a cat or a dog, take a picture of it, go to the Haines AK site and post it. You know, we do 3 things at HARC to try to get the word out. One is the Haines AK site. We get a picture and a description of the animal up there. We call K10S and we do a listener personal. And we also get posters out as soon as possible. And that's what we recommend to anyone who calls with a lost animal is, you know, if we don't have them, these are your steps. And then we outline those steps on our website. So if, you know, someone doesn't know where the KHNS website is or how to get the HainesAK.com site, if they go to HARC Alaska, all the resources for lost and found animals are right there on our site.
There's also a new place at the website with a veterinary calendar indicating when the vets are visiting Haines, plus their emergency contact information where they're based. The updated harkalaska.org site also is working to eventually post all of their various forms online.
So whether you want to be a member or you want to give a donation or you want to be a volunteer or you want to adopt a dog, adoption papers are on there, registration, license registration's online now. And that's what I do with a lot of people. They call about it and I just direct them to the website. Form's there, download it and send it in. It makes it a lot easier for a lot of people. And it's easier for us too.
HARC is also holding a volunteer orientation this week for anyone interested in helping walk dogs, wash dogs, or do people stuff like administrative work. That meeting lasts about an hour and is at 11 a.m. on Saturday, May 21st at HARC on Small Tracks Road in Haines.
We need regular dog walkers. Like, I'm going to volunteer every Monday night. I'm going to walk dogs, and I'm always going to be there. That keeps our regular schedule. But there's a lot of people here that are seasonal. And if they're registered as a volunteer and trained to walk dogs, they can just call up and say, hey, you got a dog there. And if they're going to Battery Point and they want to pick up a dog, by all means, take the dog. It gets the dog exercise. It gets them a sense of normalcy. It gets them exposure. You know, it helps the dog in a variety of ways. And for all the guides that are up here, you know, who are maybe missing their dog at home or weren't able to bring it, come grab a HARC dog. I think it's an opportunity. I don't know if a lot of people realize that they can do that. So swing by and pick up a dog and spend the afternoon with it.
The annual Skagway Fire Department Car Wash is this weekend, just in time for some drivers.
We do this every year, usually about this time in May, and everybody's cars are still really dirty from the wintertime, so we're catching everybody and washing a couple tons worth of dirt off of people's cars every spring.
Tom Madsen is vice president of the Skagway Firefighters Association, a booster group that helps raise money for training, scholarships, community needs, and gear purchases. This is one of their big fundraisers of the year.
It goes into our general Skagway Firefighters Fund, which we have 2 scholarships that we give to students of the Skagway School. And so it goes to support our scholarship fund. It also goes to support training. So like our department will send people to go training, and we want a couple more people to go. And so the association will kind of kick a little money that way to get people out for training. And then sometimes we've had families in need in the community, and we've been able to use our general fund to be able to help those people.
The car wash is Saturday, May 21st, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. People can drive to 5th Avenue between Main and State Streets for the car wash.
Right next to the fire hall, and we'll have people enter in to the car wash from Main Street, and exit the car wash on State Street.
At the same time, the department is having a barbecue with lunch items like hot dogs and chips during the day. The car wash is by donation.
We usually ask about, you know, an average donation is about $10. But, you know, if it's the tour companies in town bringing buses through, we ask maybe a little bit more than that.
This year's Skagway Fire Department car wash is Saturday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on 5th between Main and State. It's a fundraiser put on by the Firefighters Association. Petco is planning a store in Juneau's Nugget Mall. The mall's property manager, Ten Tollefson, confirmed he's in negotiations with the national pet supply chain, but declined comment until there's an agreement. The company has applied for a conditional use permit from the city and borough for a grooming station at the store. The application was later discussed by the CBJ Planning Commission in Juneau. According to its website, Petco has more than 1,000 stores nationwide, including locations in Anchorage and Fairbanks. The company is opening 23 new locations just this month. I'm Tara Bicknell for KHNS. Want to stay in touch with family and friends out of town? Why not send them a link to your local news at khns.org.